Hi, this is Mike Verdiccio. Welcome to another podcast here on confidenceandjoy.com. Thanks for taking the time to listen. It's Thursday morning, July the 26th. Wow, sure seems like this month went by fast. Does it to you? Well, this is going to be a short podcast, something I try to remind myself of on a regular basis. You know, when it comes to faith, hope, and charity, the Bible says the greatest of these three is love. Do you realize just how big that statement really is? Faith, which is best translated belief or believing, is kind of a big deal, isn't it? Believing is all God requires for us to get saved. Jesus said that with believing, you could move mountains. So believing is a big deal. It's huge. And what about hope? We have hope or expectation in God to provide the help and assistance we need. Our hope is in God. And of course, the biggest hope there is the hope of Christ's return. He is coming back. We have a very lively hope. And the Bible says that if we only have hope in this life, we are of all men most miserable. So the hope of Christ's return is a big deal. It's huge. But charity, which is the love of God, is the greatest of the three. Love was God's motivation to save mankind. He gave His only begotten Son. And now, we are to live our lives with love as the standard. You know, the Bible says that Jesus Christ fulfilled the law. He is the end of the law. We're not under the Old Testament law. It has been completed. But Jesus also told us that the first and great commandment is to love God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. And the second, He said, is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. On these two hang all the law and the prophets. It says in the book of Romans that love is fulfilling the law. And you know something? Talking about loving others as you love yourself, you'll only love others to the degree that you love yourself. It says, love your neighbor as yourself, right? Well, the only way that you can really love yourself is to see yourself how God sees you. Holy, without blame, His dear child, redeemed, forgiven, justified, righteous, knowing that nothing can ever separate you from His love. Nothing, nothing you do or nothing you don't do can ever, ever separate you from God's love. You know, the New Testament explains and clarifies what love is and how to live it. And really, for the believer, all we need to do to live a life pleasing to God is first, love Him with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, and then love our neighbor as ourself. That's it. Those three are great truths, and they're huge. Believing, hope, and love. But the greatest of the three is love. Well, that's it for this podcast. If you have a comment, go ahead, put it in down below. And by the way, if you're a subscriber to this blog, well, you don't need to bookmark the site or check back to see if I posted something new. Whenever I do post something, you'll get notified personally. And there's no charge. It's free to be a subscriber. There's some information down below. Thanks again for listening. And until next time, this is Mike Verdiccio. Have a great day.